Sometimes Christians fail to be honest in their prayers. They think that somehow it's up to them to suck it up and to simply endure whatever comes their way, and there's something less than godly to complain. They see these complaints as whining. I mean, we're Christians. We're supposed to simply take it when these things come our way. We should be strong. And so enduring under the midst of these kinds of difficulties becomes a tremendous challenge if you simply keep your hurt bottled up. But, you know, if you read the Psalms in particular, you find that there's a good share of them are what theologians call Psalms of Lament, namely listing complaints. And those complaints are not whining. They're simply saying, my God, why? Our Lord Jesus, even on the cross, prayed one of those Psalms of Lament, Psalm 22, why have you forsaken me? Above all else, he certainly was not whining. But he was listing his complaint before his Father in heaven. Our loving God invites us to believe that he is our true Father, so that with boldness and confidence we can ask him as dear or beloved children ask their beloved father. And just as any little child crawls into the lap of its father to show where his hurts are or to list his complaints, that's what our Lord invites us to do. So, be honest in our prayers. List your hurts, pour out your complaints, pour out your heart, and you will find there is healing simply in being able to speak to God about the nature of the hurt.